What's the latest on William Nylander? It's not often we see this scenario play out this far.
Yeah, I don't think there's much going on contract-wise. You know, the one thing, like, people were like, do teams need permission to talk to him? You don't. He's not signed. He's a restricted free agent, so anybody can talk to him, and teams have. I think the thing is that's interesting is that I do think that they know that Carolina's very interested, and I said that on the weekend. And, you know, I think Carolina has some of what they want. Like, I think the Kings are very interested. I just don't think the Kings have what they want. I think Minnesota's interested. I'm not convinced Minnesota has what they want. I just don't know, to be perfectly honest. I think there's other teams, too, but, you know, I think Carolina's right in there. And, he fits the kind of thing that Carolina would want to do. Carolina's got to get Aho done. They've got to get Teravainen done. They've got to get your old guy Furland done. But I don't think that's going to prevent them from necessarily doing anything with him. And I do think there's a lot of interest. I just think it's going to be – I would think that Toronto is going to take – I don't know if another chance is the right answer. But, you know, I think they're determined they're going to be patient. And they're going to see where this goes. But, you know, we're 3 weeks away now. He's got to sign by December 1st or he can't play. And I think Toronto always wanted to keep him, but I think there's a realization now that that might not be possible.
And you're talking about what other teams, whether they have what Toronto wants. Are we safe assuming that a right-shot defenseman's the top of the list, or could it be another form of player that Toronto would covet in a deal that sends Nylander out?
I think you would have to assume everything. I think they would love to get a defenseman, a right shot D, but if you're taking Nylander off your roster, you might need another forward. Look, like Kapanen has played well in Toronto this year, but Marleau has not to this point, and neither has Janssen, who's a guy that they were really counting on. He was the MVP of the Calder Cup playoffs last year, and he hasn't gotten to the next level. So I think, like, to me, what Toronto's going to look at is they're going to look at skill. They really like Nylander. They recognize how skilled he is. They're going to want skill in some way back. So I think it's obvious to say right-hand D, but I think if you're subtracting him from your roster, you're subtracting the skilled player, and they might look back at that too.